गिरिवर धारी। यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरावन चारी मुना तीरा वनचारी हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे जय राधा श्याम सुंदर राधा श्याम सुंदर दे जय राधा श्याम सुंदर राधा श्याम सुंदर दे जयो कृष्णा बलराम कृष्णा बलराम जयो कृष्णा बलराम जयो गौरनिता 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 जयो गौरनिता जय जय प्रभुपाद 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 जय जय प्रभुपाद
जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्रजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शत श्री श्रीमती डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्रजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शत श्री श्रीमद इस डिवाइन भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती ठाकुर महाराज श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। सिक्स गोस्वामी की जय। गुरु परंपरा की जय। अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय। नामाचार्य श्रील हरिदास ठाकुर की जय। प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंदा श्री अद्वैता गदाधारा श्रीवासदे गौर भक्त वृंद की जय। जय जय श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरि गोवर्धन धाम की जय। श्री मथुरा वृंदावन धाम की जय। नवदीप मायापुर धाम की। यमुना देवी गंगा देवी की तुलसी देवी भक्ति देवी की बृहद मृदंगा की सामवेद भक्त वृंद की। ऑल ग्लोरियस टू असेंबल डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरियस टू असेंबल डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरियस टू असेंबल डिवोटीज all glories to Shishi Guru and Gauranga Nama Vishnu Daya Krishna Vishtaya Bhutale Shrimati Radhana Swami Dhinamine Hare Krishna. Thank you so much everyone for being here today. We seek shelter, complete shelter and blessing of all the advanced devotees who are present here. Please bless profusely so our time can be utilized nicely and we can all learn from Srimad Bhagavatam. Also all the devotees online who will listen in future, who are here, kids, please give your blessings. Our life is nothing without the blessings of Vaishnavas. Please sing with me. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Thank you very much. ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जायामुदीरयेत्। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवतसेवया भगवती उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। सो वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम कैंटो 3 चैप्टर 18 टेक्स्ट 21। We'll do this in call and response, and then 22 and 23 is also the purport and text we'll read. Asanam asanna shodiram apetat sadvasam, asanna shodiram apetat sadvasam, kruta pratikaram aharya vikramam, विलक्ष्य दैत्यं भगवान् सहस्रणी, जगाद् नारायणमादि सुकरम्, असन्न शौण्डीरम् अपेत साध्वसम्, कृत प्रतीकारम् आहार्य विक्रमम्, विलक्ष्य दैत्यं भगवान् सहस्रणी, जगाद् नारायणमादि सुकरम्। विक्रमम् प्रकाशाय लक्षदैत्यं भगवान् सहस्रणी, नारायणमादि सुकरम्। हरे कृष्ण वैष्णवी। आसन्न शौण्डीरमापयेत सात्वत, पथिकार्यमहार्य विक्रमम्, नारायणमादि सुकरम्। एनीवन एल्स? असन्न सौन्दर्यम् अपेत साध्वसम्, कृत प्रतीकारम् आहार्य विक्रमम्, विलक्ष्य दैत्यां भगवान् सहस्रणी जगात नारायणमादिसूकरम्. सिनोनिम्स ट्रांसलेशन बाय इज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय. सिनोनिम्स आसन आसन ना अटेंड सौंदीरम पावर अपेता डिवाइड ऑफ साध्वसम फियर कृता मेकिंग प्रतिकारम अपोजिशन आहार्य unopposable, vikramam, having power, vilakshya, having brahman, sahasrani, the leader of thousands of sages, jagada, addressed, narayanam, lord narayana, adi, the original, sukaram, having the form of a boar. Translation we can read together, and then next verse we can do synonyms and translation together too. After arriving at the place of combat, Brahma, the leader of thousands of sages and transcendentalists, saw the demon who had attained such unprecedented power that no one could fight with him. Brahma then addressed Narayan, who was assuming the form of boar for the first time. Text 22 and 23. Brahma vacha. एशते देव देवानां अंग्री मूलमुपेयुषां विप्राणां सौरभेयीनां भूतानां अप्यनागसां अगस्कृद बभयकृद दुष्कृद अस्मद्राधावरोऽसुरः अन्वेषन् अप्रतीर्थो नेषन् अप्रतिरथो लोकान् अतति कान्तकः. ब्रह्म उवाच. लॉर्ड ब्रह्मा सेड, एषा दिस डीमन, ते युअर Deva, O Lord, Devanam, to the demigods, Angri Mulam, your feet, Upayusham, to those having obtained, Vipranam, to the Brahmanas, Saurabheinam, to the cows, Bhutanam, to ordinary living entities, Api, also, Angasam, innocent, Agakrit, on an offender. You know, this Aga, his word also comes in Agasura, and that means, Aga. When I heard a couple of lectures, they said that this aga has the same root of sinful. Sinful offender, you know, same root. Bhayakrit, a source of fear. Dushkrit, wrongdoer. It's the class by Chandramouli Swami, I heard. Asmat, from me. Radha Varaha, having obtained a boon. Asuraha, a demon. Anvesan, searching. Apratirathaha, having no proper combatant. Lokan, all over the universe. Atati, he wanders. Kantakaha, being a pinprick for everyone. Translation, again, His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Lord Brahma said, my dear Lord, this demon has proved to be a constant pinprick to the demigods and the brahmanas, the cows, and innocent persons who are spotless and always dependent upon worshipping your lotus feet. He has become a source of fear by unnecessarily harassing them. since he has attained a boon from me, he has become a demon, always searching for a proper combatant, wandering all over the universe for this infamous purpose. Purport. There are two classes of living entities. One is called Sura, or the demigods, and the other is called Asura, or the demons. Demons are generally fond of worshipping the demigods, and there are evidences that by such worship, they get extensive power for their sense gratification. This letter proves to be a cause of trouble to the Brahmanas, demigods, and other innocent living entities. Demons habitually find fault with the demigods, Brahmanas, and innocent, to whom they are a constant source of fear. This way of the demon is to take power from the demigods and then tease the demigods themselves. There is an instance of a great devotee of Lord Shiva who obtained a boon from Lord Shiva that the head of whomever he touched with his hand would come off its trunk. As soon as boon was offered to him, the demon wanted to touch the very head of Lord Shiva. That is their way. The devotees of the Supreme Personality of Godhead do not, however, ask any favor for sense gratification. Even if they are offered liberation, they refuse it. They are happy simply engaging in the transcendental loving service of the Lord. Jai Prabhupada. Thank you for correcting me, Pran Govinda Prabhu, if I was wrong. Thank you for your comment. Hare Krishna. So, we are hearing every day about Varahadev and combat of Hiranyaksha demon. We are seeing that in this purport especially, Asura and Asuras are defined by Prabhupada, are discussed about. In 10.4.30, Srimad Bhagavatam, Srila Prabhupada writes, there are two different types of men, the Asuras and Suras. Dvaubhuta sargau lokesmin daiva asura evacha vishnu bhakta smrito daiva asuras tada viparyaha Padma Purana. This is a quotation from Padma Purana. And Prabhupada then says, those who are devotees of Lord Vishnu, Krishna, are suras or devas. Again, those who are devotees of Lord Vishnu are suras or devas, whereas those who are opposed to the devotees are called asuras. And then he says in further purports that asuras are generally devotees of Mother Durga, Shakti, or of demigods, especially Lord Shiva. So we see here that suras are the devotees and asuras are those who oppose the devotees. Now, I don't know about you, but I have opposed devotees many times. Sometimes intentionally, sometimes to serve better, sometimes to, just discuss. And, I used to justify myself that, after all, Srila Prabhupada also enjoyed debates, challenging devotees, He also encouraged us not to have blind faith. And one person compares this, Lord Vishnu wants to fight with how Prabhupada wanted to combat with Mayavadis. There is that rasa a good argument is like a good fight too. And then Prabhupada also encouraged all his disciples to do the same. In the letter to Rupanuga, December 10th, 1971, he wrote, one of our elderly devotees would sit on a very high Vyasasana and do question and answer booth. Okay, he's talking about this question and answer booth. And visitors came, they loved it. Maybe some of you were there. And this item became so controversial and popular that it was open at least until midnight daily to accommodate all the curious public. Can you imagine that? It's so wonderful. Everyone delights in lively debates and discussions on philosophy. Also, he said he encouraged that these things may also be included in your New York festival, you know. So, and then in second letter to Danveer Goswami, again in December 71, he said, so which philosophy is better, you know? This 50-100-year-old Darwin philosophy or eternal Krishna philosophy, 5,000 years old, you know? Just try to understand. Approach Krishna's way of life from every angle. It is perfect. So try to impress this intelligent class of men. Give them nice debate. Answer all questions nicely. Distribute prasadam. And you know, you give them the education of this supreme knowledge. So debates are okay. And that may be the rasa that we really enjoy. But I also realize that it's not limited to just debate or opposing in mind. It's further. You know, I realize that I also, in my mind, lot of times, having this struggle, this combat, this, my intelligence says, chant, 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 and I say, can't, you know. There's this tug of war that I don't want to chant, or I want to chant because it is an obligation and not because it's out of love for Krishna or it's out of, you know, that devotional service that Krishna, I want to serve you. Krishna, I want to use me as your instrument. So Srila Prabhupada also, you know, referred to this chant, and he can't thing many times. Maharaj, can I give you a chair? Can someone give Maharaj a chair? Thank you, please. Hare Krishna. Vishakha Devi in Krishna.com our article also says the same thing, that the perfection is available through the holy, pure sound, holy names, you know. The only difficulty is that we refuse to chant, or we do chant, but we chant offensively. Refusal may come from a lack of interest or faith in spiritual life. And offenses are due to the lack of purity. But one can overcome these difficulties simply by seriously and sincerely chanting, for the holy name is self-sufficient. But you know, I lack purity, I lack faith, and so the saga continues every day. And then I was reading the chapter again, and canto, chapter 17 and 18, and there are so many parallels we can draw. So it says that Hiranyaksha took a club on his shoulder and traveled all over the universe with a fighting spirit. So I can draw a parallel that I sit down with my japa beads and my mind goes on easy journey to other planets. Has it happened to you? Maybe, yes, maybe not. It's so amazing, you know, you're trying. After so much effort, you get those 2 hours to chant. You know, you put food on the table, pay the bills, and then you have this time, and mind wanders. It's like Krishna. And then next one analogy I saw was that in text 22, 17 chapter, the boon conferred upon him, Hiranyaksha, had made him proud. He feared the death at the hands of no one. And I was realizing that, you know, holy name gives us benedictions, you know. The devotees pray for us and they give us the power. But it makes me proud. And even the fun, it's very hard to confess this, but when I heard that when you distribute books, Lord Chaitanya will forcibly drag you, you know, back to Godhead, then I became so complacent in my chanting and my activities. I'm like, okay, my back to Godhead ticket is confirmed, you know, now I have no fear. And, you know, for us, fear of complacent chanting is worse than the fear of death. Because we have only this one life to perfect. Prabhupada is saying, come back in this life. So the next thing I saw was that in text 24, demons habitually find fault with the demigods, and not just any demigods, the demigods that benedict them. And I was thinking, I find so many faults in people who have prayed for me, people who have fed me, people who have, given nice classes, people who have done so much service, and I still find faults. Another parallel I found was that in the text 2, chapter 18, they misunderstand, the demons misunderstand the body of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and they deride him, his descent. Avajanti ma mudha manushim tanu ashritam. Persons who have no intelligence, they deride the transcendental form of the Lord. Can you think of a parallel here? Maybe I take holy names, but I don't understand that this is Krishna. No, I don't understand this is non-different. This is Krishna. And holy name is more merciful than Krishna. But Nama Purusha, I keep on making aparad. And if you haven't heard Ghanashyam Prabhu's recent Saturday seminar, please hear. It is so wonderful, so connected with this topic and full of jewels. Then in this story, there are parallels between the words that Hiranyakashipu calls, Hiranyaksha calls Varahadev, and what could be their second meaning. And I was thinking the parallel is that I say Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, but I'm saying Hare Kitna, Hare Kitna, or hurry up, finish this. It's on and on. We can draw so many parallels here. Then text 3, it says, the demon addressed the Lord. Oh, breast of the demon, just hear me. This earth is entrusted to us. And when I am walking, again, the parallel is that when I am walking, I'm looking around, I feel that this, I want to enjoy my senses, I want to have my nice garden to grow nice flowers. I want this, I want that, this, that, never ends. It's the laundry list. It's a list-making endeavor, not really pure chanting. And text 13, the demon being challenged became angry and agitated, and he trembled in fear like a challenging cobra again. The demon became angry and agitated, and he trembled in anger like a challenged cobra. And the word they're used is ahirat. Not just cobra, king cobra, And here I'm saying, I'm hissing too, and hissing indignantly, the next thing says. I'm hissing, I'm so busy, I'm so, I'm so overwhelmed, or I'm so, just my hissing goes on, but just in a different tune. And then I don't concentrate. And I fail to understand that Krishna appears in my life through his devotees. And here I want to recite a very nice poem by Sachinandan Swami, His Holiness Sachinandan Swami. It's poem to the holy name. Do not trust me, I'm a divided soul. Do not trust me, I'm a divided soul. Oh my Lord, I think you know that I love only you. Although I pretend to love other people and other things, I think you know that when I'm sad, it's because I feel separated from you. Although if I'm asked, I would give other reasons. When I cry, it's always because of missing you. Although my tears carry other names. I think you also know that I'm only looking for you, although I seem to be looking for other persons and things. Yes, I'm a divided soul. Yes, I'm a divided soul, searching for something in the east while going west. I'm a helpless soul, forced by some other agent long ago to play the double life of a devotee and a cheater. But do you know why I'm writing you this? It's because I want your special mercy. It's because I want your special mercy. Don't believe in my acts. Don't trust my words. But look deep into my heart, and you will see your own beautiful image. And yes, it's so relevant to me. I'm a divided soul. I try to chant and I can't focus. I try to chant, I get distracted. So when you, in a few minutes, when I will conclude, please share your advice and takeaways, maybe what has helped you in chanting, less distracted rounds or perfect rounds or whatever it is. I also realized that, you know, it's like that image of one man is carrying a lightning, entire lightning in his hands. So it's that Prabhupada has given us everything. We don't have to read Vedas. We don't have to do extra endeavors, austerities like Hiranyakashipu. It's like the entire love of Godhead is in Prabhupada's hands. And he's giving it to us. Through this Guru Parampara, it is coming to us. But I don't try to comprehend it, you know. And it's still continues that I do lip service, not the chanting from the heart. You know, it's not heart deep, it's only lip deep. And it's not, I need to remember that it's loving devotional service. I need to remember that Krishna Dhata, Krishna Pita, Krishna Mata, Krishna Dhana Pran. Because usually a person who is alone looks for relationships. But if I just concentrate on this, that Krishna is everything. Krishna is, we can see all relationships in Krishna. Then we don't have to ask him of anything. And here, a very nice point is mentioned in this purport that demons go to demigods. And there's a story of Vrikasura that's been narrated. And Vrika goes to demigod Shiva, does so much austerity. He's at Kedarnath. He's putting his flesh into the fire. He's really trying to please Lord Shiva. And what he does, as soon as Shiva appears, he asks for a benediction that whoever head I touch should die. What a benediction, and Shiva is stunned. And Prabhupada writes in the purport, Krishna book, 10th chapter, 88, canto of Bhagavatam also it appears, that he could have asked for something for humanity. Why did Vrika ask for such a benediction, just to enjoy? And Shiva hesitated but gave the benediction nonetheless. And demigods also were witnessing. And as soon as the benediction was given, like a crow, like a snake, you know, he wanted to attack Shiva first, like an envious, you know, ungrateful snake. And he attacks Shiva and tries to attack Shiva. And then there is a story well known that Shiva goes all the way to Lord Vishnu or Lord Narayan. In Shweta Deepa, so Lord Vishnu, and he takes shelter of him to save from the demon, and the Lord has to come in the form of Brahmachari, it says, and save him. And at the same time, Prabhupada writes in the purport that Lord Shiva, this was not the first time Lord Shiva was in the trouble. He gave benediction to to Ravana, and Ravana came to attack Lord Shiva's abode, Kailash. He gave benediction to Banasura, and to protect Banasura, he had to fight with the Lord Krishna himself. And so this purport shows that, you know, I have been given this bhakti chance to practice devotional service, but sometimes the benedictions I have been given, I may be misusing them, and we need to be really careful. And then very nice sound clip I came across is by Amrendra Prabhu. And I have been thinking that, you know, in this entire series, I'm not really taking shelter of Varahadev as much, but focusing on who is Shweta Varaha, Red Varaha, Who came, how are the Leelas amalgamated? You know, what was the time difference, which Manu, and all this. So I was going a little technical. And this audio, I hope you can hear. It's only 30-second audio.
Lord Brahadev, that may that boar incarnation plunge into the filth, fill the ocean of our consciousness. And may he uplift bhakti as he uplifted Mother Earth on his tusks and give her the place of dignity and honor. And let him battle the Hiranyaksha of lust, greed, anger, envy, and pride and jealousy.
So if you could not hear, Amrendra Prabhu is saying that we pray to Lord Varahadev for the solution. The solution is also there. That my mind is stuck in this filthy place. Lust, envy, greed, it's all the filth is there. So please uplift my mind. Please uplift me. Just like you uplifted Bhumi Devi. And let me take shelter of your lotus feet. Place me back as an atom on your lotus feet, you know. And please help me be absorbed in the holy names and to Janma Karma Chame Divyam, as it says. If we just understand the transcendental activities of Lord Krishna's birth, appearance, disappearance, and Divya Karma, his divine transcendental activities, you know, then there is miracles wait for us. And then maybe we'll come out of this, you know, desert-like chanting, dry chanting zone. This is what is applicable to me. So please guide me. Please share your takeaways or any comments on the corrections on the class or how do you chant better rounds. I would be very happy to hear. Thank you so much, Maharaj, for being here. And I hope I was loud enough and clear enough for you this time. Thank you, Mukunda Prabhu, Pran Govinda Prabhu, Divyanga Prabhu. Thank you for being here, Soma Prabhu. Yes, Prabhu.
Thank you, Prabhu. Nice class.
Thank you.
There's nice verses in this story of the Avanti Brahman about the mind. Because and it's not just you. You sit down to chant Hare Krishna and 7 million things come in you. I got to do this. I forgot that. Or, you know, it's crazy. Vaishya always says, sit down before japa and pray. Have a sankalpa that today I'm actually going to listen to the holy names. Mm-hmm. And I try that every morning and I beg for mercy. And, sometimes I just get frustrated because my mind is so powerful. But listen to this. All the senses have been under the control of the mind since time immemorial. The mind himself never comes under the sway of any other. He is stronger than the strongest, and his godlike power is fearsome. Therefore, anyone who can bring the mind under control becomes the master of all the senses. The next verse says, failing to conquer this irrepressible enemy, the mind, whose urges are intolerable and who torments the heart, many people are completely bewildered and create useless quarrel with others. Thus they conclude that other people are either friends or enemies or parties indifferent. The mind is so powerful. I mean, you just have to beg for mercy. It's just like, you know, all the other things that are in there, you know, the kama, krodha. I mean, those things are things we can't fight. You just have to surrender to Krishna, and then Krishna can relieve you from that. But you get credit for the attempt. Because in the morning, you wake up, and your mind's a demon, at least mine is, and I just say, Hare Krishna, and then I sit, and I chant japa, and I beg for mercy, and that's the only thing you can do.
Thank you so much. You have been inspiration for not just distributing books, Divyanga Prabhu, but for also for chanting. I see you seriously chanting, and it's been inspiring. Hare Krishna.
Just like a P.S. on what we just heard from Divyanga, no?
Divyanga Prabhu, yes.
Divyanga Prabhu. That there's a verse in the Bhagavatam that also kind of caps the point and gives the philosophical siddhanta about the mind. It says that the material body, the senses, one's activities, these are all created by the mind. Then it goes on to say that the mind itself is created by the illusory energy of the Supreme Lord.
That's so
wonderful. It's kind of a heads up to be careful. There's one devotee, he wrote a whole book. He comes here sometimes, Chaitanya Charan.
Is that yes, name? Yes.
Very scholarly devotee, writes a lot of books.
Yes.
And he wrote one book called Mind It.
Yes.
And it's all about the importance of controlling the mind. I highly recommend it.
Jai. Thank you so much for sharing that, Nair. It'll be very helpful. Yes, Soma Prabhu.
Hare Krishna.
Thank
you for the great class and all these comments. On japa, when I was a devotee in 1971 in Boston, and Satsarup sent a letter to Srila Prabhupada recommending that some of us take initiation from him. And Srila Prabhupada wrote back to Satsarup, it was either April or May, in 1971, he said, yes, I will accept all these people that you have recommended as my disciples, but since I'm coming to Boston to install the deities, tell them to wait until I come there and I can personally initiate them. And he said, but then he said, and in the meantime, tell them to chant hard. Mm-hmm. So, hard. H-A-R-D, tell them to chant hard. And, you know, for a week, we were kind of like talking amongst ourselves. What does this mean? How do you chant hard? You know? So, I mean, some of the things, you know, I've thought of this, you know, for 50-some years. And, you know, it means to be enthusiastic. And human life is meant for tapasya. It may be hard to, like they're saying, control the mind. You always have to bring it back. So, If I don't have, you know, Krishna prema where I'm spontaneously attracted, then it may be a hard endeavor to chant like that. So anyways, I got that instruction to chant hard. And maybe somebody else has some realizations of what that means.
Hare Krishna. Thank you so much, Prabhu.
I'm not yes, sure what Mukanda, chant Prabhu. Hard means, but... Srila Bhakti Sanan Saraswati Thakur, he mentioned that Hari Nam without Hari Katha is incomplete. Mm-hmm. Because Hari Katha,
incomplete and imperfect.
He says because Hari Katha is the swarup, it's like the personality of Hari Nam. Mm-hmm. So the mantra Hare Krishna is directly the form of Radha and Krishna. But without the understanding of their personality, which comes in Harikatha, no real relationships develops. So for example, if somebody knocks on your door, you open the door, you could see the form of the person, but you'll give them maybe 1 minute to who are you, why are you here, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
So similarly, when we're chanting, if we are not linking the Harikatha that we hear every day in Bhagavatam with Harinam, then immediately five things will attack the mind. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says, loy, sleep, vikshep, distraction.
Can you go slow? Can you go slower?
Yes.
Yeah.
He says five things will attack the mind while chanting. The first one is loy, means like a laziness or sleep.
Uh-huh.
The second is vikshep, means distraction.
Uh-huh.
The third is a pratipati. It means like an indifference will arise.
Uh-huh.
Then koshai. Koshai means the previous impressions that we've had for so many lives will come into the consciousness. The last one is very interesting. It is called rasaswad. It means while you're chanting, you remember that yesterday your friend from high school called. And then as soon as you think, Hare Krishna, oh, Jane called yesterday. Hare Ram, Ram. It was so nice when we were in high school. Ram, Ram, Hare. And then before you know it, a whole leela of you and Jane unfolds over the two-hour period of your japa. So the only way to remove that is by the continuous impressions coming from Harikatha when you hear it each day. So then when you're chanting, then immediately, oh, who is Varaha? How Varaha became here? And then who is Jai and Vijay? And then how they became cursed? And then before you know it, your mind and your japa have wound up in the swarup of Sri Radha and Krishna.
Thank you so much. Very nice comment. And very nice. Lord Jagannath is the deity that appeared because Krishna wanted to hear his katha. Yes. Lord Jagannath, you know, he appeared because...
Interesting thing about Jagannath?
Yes, tell.
When Mahaprabhu wanted to taste the mood of Srimati Radhika, we know that's why Mahaprabhu appears. But Krishna is so interesting. Not only does he want to taste the mood of Radhika himself, but he wants to see himself doing it.
Haribo.
So Lord Jagannath appears to watch himself, especially the desire of the Brijabasis when they came to Kurukshetra was to return Krishna to Vrindavan. So when they came, of course, Krishna told, oh, there's so many demons I have yet to kill, so I cannot go back now. But in Gaur Leela, that desire is fulfilled in the Rath Yatra.
Yes.
So Krishna Vrajalana Jai E Bhavantra. So then Jagannath stands there wide-eyed watching how Radhika in the form of Mahaprabhu takes him back to Vrindavan from Dwarka.
Very well. Thank you. Thank you. Sri Gaurangi also.
Anyone?
Sri Gaurangi and then thank you Sri Gaurangi for being here. And scheduling classes.
Thank you, Nandini Kishori, for the beautiful class. Along with the same theme of attentive japa, from two different japa seminars, I heard something that could help also is, one is to hear the first Hare. Once we hear that, then the rest of the Maha Mantra can be easily remembered. And the second is also to practice chanting the Shikshastakam prayers before chanting japa. That has always helped me.
Thank you. That's very helpful. Would you like to say something, Pran Govinda Prabhu? Any other corrections?
Me? Hare Krishna. So Maharaj, I have no realized knowledge. I'll just say what I heard in a few lectures. So your 22 hours should be designed in a way that makes you chant for that 2 hours. And what I personally think is these are my last 2 hours before I give up the body. I heard His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj said, like, you should chant as if it's your last prayer and last round and last name. So there should be sense of urgency and you should be desperate for the mercy. And when your hand is in your japa bead, you are holding Mahaprabhu's feet, like you're massaging them. So you should be always aware that Krishna is right in front of you. There are a few things, like if you sit, holy name is standing. If you stand, he's dancing. And if you're dancing and chanting, he's like, you know, completely showering mercy. So that's how, like yesterday we talked about Vedanta, but what the essence of Vedanta is Mahaprabhu, what he showed in Banaras when he was dancing ecstatically and chanting. So that was the essence, because even Mahaprabhu said, I don't know anything, I'm Muda. So, I mean, the essence is Harinam Sankirtan. Chanting personally, Rupa Goswami said, you should chant in a way that you should only hear yourself. Like, we have some noise-canceling headphones nowadays that you cannot hear what outside world, you know, is. You get your own zone. So similarly, japa and Harinam Sankirtan. So I recommend participating more in Harinam Sankirtan. That is more like 100 or 1,000 times more effective.
Yes. We are in Prem Sankirtan.
And whatever 22 hours, whatever you feed, it's going to come out in those 2 hours. So that's why I said your life should revolve around so that you can chant for those 2 hours. Everything in your life is focused only to perfect those 2 hours of japa.
Prabhu, when you dance in kirtans, it reminds me of Bhakti Tirtha Swami. It's so nice, and you're very true. In the 4.3 trillion years or billion years of Brahma's day, billion years, you know, we get one era of Prem Sankirtan, and we are in the 500 plus some odd years of golden age. So thank you for that reminder.
With Ashtang Yoga, there is one stage which is called Dharana. You have to dharan, but mind is not ready to hear as long as it's distracted. Like a wild dog, you're not going to feed him anything if he's mad.
Yeah.
Or, you know, if once he's calm, then you can think of feeding him.
Thank you.
So, like Prabhupada said, just don't worry about mind. Just speak and hear from the ear. But we speak all the time and ear has no curtains. But still, when we say it's just Namakshar, it takes years to remove aparadha and come to abhas. So that's why whenever you chant, you should try to hear. But when you make your mind hear, like it says, Nama Sudharasa Gao Krishna Jasa Rakha Bachan Man Moral. At least mind keep this, you know, dignity, or at least this much self-respect, that just hear, try to at least attentively hear. But mind doesn't want to hear. It wants to go, okay, we'll bring it back, we'll bring it back, we'll keep bringing back again and again for years and years, back and back. We have a practice to catch it back, but dharana is the stage when it really wants to hear, and then there's ruchi and all those elevated stages. You are all exhausted, Vaishnavas, you know more than me. Hare
Thank Krishna. You for giving wonderful class. I really appreciate it.
Yato yato nishkalachi manas chanchalam astiram tatat tato niyamyaitat atmani eva vasham nayat. The sixth chapter, I think it's verse 16, Krishna instructs us that from whatever and wherever the mind wanders due to its flickering and unstable nature, one must certainly withdraw it and bring it back under the control of the self.
Thank you so much. That's a wonderful comment. Bring it back. Yes, Sarah. Thank you for being here. And thank you, Madhumati Prabhu and Shesha Prabhu, yesterday, day before yesterday. No comments? No, please, because Mother Nanda really wants, few people really want microphone. Shesha Prabhu says, what is your takeaway? And I really appreciate that. What is our takeaway after we hear? Yeah, and I want to meditate on that. Yes?
In a class that Bhaktivedanta Swami gave recently, he was speaking to the point that we're very closed. Our mind is in control. Our hearts are very closed. And we can't hear or retain hardly anything because our hearts are very closed. And I don't have a question today because you were asking for reflections about japa.
Yeah.
And I find that my heart is also always very closed. And I don't have the ability to open it. Even when I pray to Krishna myself, my words aren't so potent, it seems.
Mm-hmm.
But when I read these songs and prayers of Bhaktivinoda Thakur and Narottam Das Thakur before chanting, before japa in the morning, these seem to open my heart and put me in a better mood for humility and self and hopelessness and... so this is a nice practice.
Thank you so much. Very helpful. And like yesterday, Madhumati Prabhu said, day before yesterday, we are married to Krishna. So if we just remember that, I think we can really advance together. Hare Krishna. Oh, there's a nice quote. The family that prays together stays together. Family that clings together, family that prays together stays together. Family that prays together, The family that sings together clings together. And the family that dances together advances together. And I feel like this is a Bhagavatam family.